This is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus from LifeNews.com, posted November 13, 2012. It's called Six States Challenge Obama Administration's HHS Mandate in Court. Just a short article. Americans United for Life filed a brief today in Nebraska versus Health and Human Services, a case initiated by the state of Nebraska and six other states challenging the Obama administration's Health and Human Services mandate, which required that employers provide insurance coverage for all forms of FDA-approved contraception, including life-ending drugs and devices classified as emergency contraception. AUL filed the brief on behalf of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons and six other national medical organizations, using medical evidence to demonstrate that certain FDA-approved contraceptives actually kill an unborn child after fertilization. In fact, the contraceptive Eya can kill an embryo after it has implanted. There is an established pregnancy. So in effect, the Obama administration is forcing employers not just to pay for contraception, but to pay for abortion-inducing drugs. The Nebraska case is one of at least 38 cases that have been filed across the nation, but the only case that has been filed on behalf of a group of states. This is Florida, Michigan, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Texas. Joining the states were several private plaintiffs, including nonprofit organizations such as Catholic Social Services. The states had explained to the lower court that because the mandate offends the beliefs of some religious organizations, those organizations may opt to cease providing health care coverage to their employees. For example, Catholic Social Services told the court that it will drop its plan of force to provide coverage of life-ending drugs. The states argued that this would cause an immediate and substantial increase in enrollment in state Medicaid programs, further burdening the already strained programs and threatening budgetary stability. Budgetary stability? I thought a budget, at least in the Sturm household, I thought a budget meant that you were going to spend what you have coming in. There's no money to pay for this. Are you kidding me? There's no money to pay for Obamacare. Anyway. However, the lower court dismissed the case, claiming that the states did not have standing to sue. In addition to demonstrating that emergency contraception can in fact end the life of an already developing human being, the AUL brief explains that neither the states nor the private plaintiffs in the case are protected by the Obama administration's safe harbor, the one-year time period that administration has given entities to come into compliance with contraceptive mandate. In other words, employers have 1 year to abandon their religious beliefs and come into compliance with the administration's draconian mandate. Well, dear friends, if you're a Bible believer, this case has been settled for you. Yeah, that's right. I'm not trying to convince the people out there that wanna put child infanticide under the heading of ladies' health. I'm all about women's health. I have a lot of women in my life. My wife, my mother, my daughters, my grandmother, my sister. I'm not against women. Okay? I don't want women to be unhealthy. We have insurance in my home. I pay for insurance. I rarely get sick, so it's not for me. Very, very little of it is for me. Okay? I don't have any problem with females. This is not an issue of you just hate women. No, I love life. I love children. I love being holy and righteous as a society. And so, Bible believer, if you're not a Bible believer, you might as well just hit the X button. There's no need to even listen. But if you're a Bible believer, you need to know right now that John the Baptist, before his birth in Luke 1:44, Jesus, after his birth in Luke 2:12, and children in Luke 18, and Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, who from a child had known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make him wise unto salvation through faith. That same Greek word is used for all three instances. John the Baptist before birth, Jesus after birth, and Timothy being old enough to believe the gospel and be saved. A child is a child even before it's born. We find that Elizabeth was 6 months along when Mary came into the presence of the baby, the child, John the Baptist, who was yet in his mother's womb and leaped when he heard the salutation of Mary, it says. And so please understand that the scripture uses the same word for a pre-born child as it does for a child that's old enough to believe the gospel and be born again. So the biblical perspective is screaming loud that this is murder. And I wonder why am I not hearing any Baptist voices? So I'm not just talking, if you don't believe the Bible, this is not for you. I've already said that. Now let me just hone it in and get a little bit more focused here. I'm a Baptist pastor in a Baptist church. Why don't we hear any United Baptist voices? How come the loudest, most God-fearing voice we hear is coming from the Catholic Church? Friends, why don't we find some things to get behind here? Our church supports faithful right to life as one of our missions projects. And we're not social gospel people at all. But we know that if you're not willing to at least stand for something righteous, then what good is your religion? Hey, Bible believer, what good is it? If you can't look in the Scripture and be told from Scripture and be shown from the Bible you say you believe that a child is a child even before it's born, then nuts to you. Who cares about your faith? You say you're saved because the Bible says so. Who cares if the Bible says so? You don't believe it any other time? I'm getting angry. All right, thanks for listening. This is Pastor Bill. And by the way, if you don't think there's anything worth getting angry over, just let us talk about sports for a minute and discuss how bad your team is at football, and then we'll see you get angry about something. The fact is, if we don't find some reasons to get upset, we're not very Christian. It was Jesus who threw people around in the temple. You say, well, that's not very Christ-like of you to be so angry. You need to read Matthew 23 once or twice. See, it's not an issue of anything other than I'm just stepping on your toes. And I'm about done. I'm about done of us being intimidated by the loud minority. I don't know where we got this idea that America was a majority of baby killers. We certainly are not. We believe in the sanctity of life, and it begins at conception. And if it doesn't begin at conception, then pray tell, when does it begin? Because we have a six-month-old in-pregnancy baby being told that he is a child. Well, this is Pastor Bill. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.